A Jewish Journal article. One dead, two injured in Palestinian terror attack. One Israeli was killed and two more wounded in a Palestinian attack in the West Bank on December 16. The Times of Israel, TOY, and Jerusalem Post reported that the attack took place at the Homesh Yeshiva outpost in the northern Samaria region of the West Bank. Three Palestinian terrorists reportedly shot at the three Israeli men as they were driving. "We left Homesh, and when we came to turn left we suddenly heard a burst of gunfire," Avia Entman, one of the injured Israelis in the attack, told reporters, according to TOY. "I felt a strong blow on my left arm and shouted at the driver to drive fast. Someone behind me in the car shouted that he was hit in the neck. He and the other wounded Israeli suffered light injuries." The Israeli who was killed has been identified as Yehuda Dementman, 25. He was a yeshiva student living in the nearby Sheve Shamran settlement. He leaves behind his wife and toddler. "Together with all the people of Israel, I send heartfelt condolences to the family of the person killed and a speedy recovery to the wounded," Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in a statement, pledging to track down the terrorists behind the attack. Hamas, Islamic Jihad and the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, all lauded the attack, though none of them took responsibility for it. The Israel Defense Force, IDF, suspects that the terrorists are part of a larger terror cell. "We mourn with the victim's family and pray for the quick recovery of the wounded," the American Jewish Committee tweeted. "We are confident that the perpetrators of this heinous attack will be brought swiftly to justice."